The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy sounds like!
More than 100 students rallied outside as the University of Mary Washington's board met and voted not to set up a committee that would look at selling investments in coal. A quarter of all students and a third of the faculty had signed a petition in support of the idea. But President Richard Hurley said the board would invest in whatever offered the highest rate of return.
Our endowment is a resource and can't be used to make political statements.
Hurley said students had a role to play in governing their university, but he made no apology for having them arrested after a 21-day sit-in. Some had begun lying in front of the elevators, forcing administrators to climb the stairs to their offices. Newly admitted students were expected to visit over the weekend. The hallway where protesters sat had become dirty and cluttered with their stuff. The situation, he said, was unsafe, so the university called police.
We may have arrested them, but they chose to be arrested. I mean, I don't want to arrest students, but on the other hand, we did say you have an hour and a half to leave the building, and they were being disobedient.
Actually, only two students were arrested. One, Adam Wander, said he was walking away from the protest when police grabbed him. And the other, Noah Goodwin of Arlington, said, frankly, he sacrificed himself for a woman.
I saw a member of the Fredericksburg community who had supported us, who had worked closely with Food Not Bombs to bring us food. She was an artist. She is an immigrant. She's a mother of three. And I saw her willingly offer herself to be the first person to be arrested. And I kind of started running on autopilot and thought, it's not right if she's the only one who goes down for this. And the right thing to do, the right thing, the honorable thing, is to stand with her. And I did stand with her for about 20 minutes while they shackled me and stuck me in a van with Adam.
All three of those arrested face a charge of trespassing and will appear in court at the end of this month. But Goodwin warned administrators he would be back.
You might think you've won because you scared us with the cops, but you haven't.
Hell no!
We are going to stay here. We are going to win, and you will be on the wrong side of history.
The group cheered as former State Senator Ed Hauch left the meeting. He and board member Carlos Del Toro backed the students' idea, saying it was reasonable to at least consider divesting. Hauch urged the students not to give up.
Do I wish we'd maybe won? Sure. But the bigger issue is about climate change. You all have helped change the dialogue, so I want to do this to you. Thank you for doing that.
The board's president, Holly Cuellar, led the opposition, a former scheduler for Governor Bob McDonnell. She left the meeting without talking to reporters. I'm Sandy Houseman.